This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In the spirit of the way that I started the program yesterday, which is to say, yes, there's an election, but the economy still keeps going. Tomorrow is going to bring us our next read on inflation in this economy. The October Consumer Price Index is what I'm talking about. And even as I say that, it occurs to me that I ought to point out that the CPI is actually a lagging indicator. It tells us where inflation has been, not necessarily where it's going. But anyway, prices are up almost everywhere. Groceries, gas, clothes. Also, hay. Agriculture is not immune from increased costs, you know. And even though hay providers are charging more than ever before, that does not mean they are getting rich. Wyoming Public Radio's Caitlin Tan has more on that.
Tom Johnston is a hay producer in western Wyoming. He sells his hay to horse owners across the country and has been doing this since the 1980s. He's currently out in his hay yard on a crisp fall morning.
I just got to pull this tarp off. I got a buyer coming up from Green River.
That's a nearby town. Johnston rolls back the tarp on the towering haystack. It reveals deep green square hay bales that smell sweet and earthy.
Yeah, this is nice hay.
He starts up the tractor to load the hay for the customers. This year, Johnston is charging $325 per ton. He says it's the most he's ever charged. Typically, a horse will eat about 2 tons of hay over a winter. And this year, average hay prices in the Rocky Mountain region have skyrocketed.
Probably $250 a ton and up.
That's Brett Moline. He's with the Wyoming Farm Bureau Federation. Moline says just 2 years ago, the price of hay was about $150 per ton in the region. Moline says prices are up because the cost to produce hay this year was so high.
The price of oil drives so many things. You know, fuel prices were substantially higher than they were a year ago, but probably the biggest item is fertilizer costs.
Hay producers need fertilizer like phosphorus and nitrogen to make the crop in bulk. And this year, the prices are about double from what they were last year. Johnson says higher fertilizer costs for him mean higher costs of hay for customers.
And, you know, I feel for my people because a lot of my customers are 20-year customers. You know, but at the same time, you know, we don't do it for fun. We like what we do, but we can't just, we're a pretty tight little operation. We don't have room to lose a bunch of money.
Johnson predicts the high prices won't be sustainable.
Oh, hay prices are going to crash pretty hard in another year or so. I would say next year they'll be down quite a bit.
He says he thinks people will start selling their horses, so demand will go down. And that's actually the case for Spring Moore. She's a working cowgirl in western Wyoming.
So this winter, I've kind of cut down on my number of horses, mainly just because of the cost of feeding them through the winter.
Moore sold off 2 horses so far, leaving her with 5 now. It's the first time she's had to do that because of hay prices. And she says that means having fewer horses for rodeoing and cowboying. But if you're going to have even 1 horse in Wyoming, Moore says hay is a necessity.
Especially around here, because, I mean, some places down south, they can feed grass, you know, all year long. But around here, we don't have that option. When the snow gets 3 or 4 foot deep, we have to feed the hay.
Having horses is a way of life for Moore. But if prices keep increasing, she says she won't be able to maintain her herd size. In Pinedale, Wyoming, I'm Caitlin Tan for Marketplace.